Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, we've been just talking about love. AB sees who?
Wojtek. It's Wojtek.
What's your last name?
Materka.
Yeah, a mouthful right there.
Wojtek Materka. You want me to apologize for my name already?
No. I love you so much. Okay. Oh, all right. And maybe
spotlight.
You should tell our Florida listeners where I am seeing you.
Well, you're seeing me in Manly, New South Wales, in Australia. This is right next to Sydney. Literally, we're looking at the Pacific Ocean.
With
the waves and, the beautiful weather and absolutely blue sky.
Completely blue, not
no,
a cloud in the sky.
No clouds.
And they might even be hearing the waves in the background. But you know what else they're hearing?
Yes.
And I'm sure the listeners are saying, wait a second. He does not have an Aussie accent.
Oh, no.
That's not true.
Yeah,
she cannot be in Australia. Okay, so tell us more about that. And your name is Wojtek.
Yeah, it's a complicated name. So I'm from Poland originally. I actually lived in many different places. So Australia is my second home. Came here first when I was a teenager. When I spend a lot of time with Aussies, I start to have a bit of an accent, but it's gone. And then I came back to Europe. Then I lived in, England, France, Czech Republic. Lived in Japan for a while, Singapore, and I'm back here.
And what brought you back here?
My family. So, me and my wife, I'm Amy. She's from Australia. We've been traveling back and forth between, different continents for a while. So we share that passion for adventure. We lived in France before and decided to move back here when our kids, especially the younger ones, she's about to go to high school. And we wanted her to have the Australian experience. So,
Can I ask you, what is the Australian experience?
The Australian experience.
Or how would your kid describe the Australian experience? Or would she?
Oh, you would have to ask her, and she would give you. If you ask them, they would say probably a lot of freedom, a lot of sun, a lot of good weather, a lot of friends, and a safe space to just grow up. Good values, sports, outdoors. I think, it's quite far from the rest of the world as
That's
well.
True.
But it gives you a perspective on what's maybe important in life, it gives you a space to think. At least for us, that's what it is. It doesn't always make it easy because, you have to create a space to think about difficult things. But that's what Australia is for us, a time out from civilization a little bit.
We say that as we're in the middle of a city, civilization. Very civilized city, but there is something different. And I can say I just landed 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And what you're saying right there is very relevant to the experience I had just arriving here. And just feeling.
How is it coming back after all this? It's been 5 years, right?
5 years since I've been here. Way too long.
Yeah.
And, actually coming back, it was the feeling also of like my true citizenship here. So like I remember when I became a citizen and there were both practical logistical reasons to do that and like deep meaningful reasons to do that. But I always wondered when I did it, like, okay, are you just doing this because it's like you can and you're doing it? Or like, do you really feel like you're becoming an Australian? I mean, obviously I'm a New Jersey girl through and through. Just like you're from Poland, you kind of can't take away that birth.
I'm Polish place. Australian.
But I was kind of like, what does it mean to really feel like I am a citizen here, and I'm not just trying to like game the system and get a passport or something, right? And so, I never quite totally resolved that emotionally for myself. But when I landed here and I arrived, and since I've been here a couple days, like the experiences I've had and the feelings I'm having as I move around this city, I'm feeling, again, it's not really describable, but I'm like, I'm feeling why this feels like home and like a place that I belong to, or that I...
Well, you've spent quite an important time here. Like, we both spend a lot of time
here. Maybe we should talk about that.
Well, we worked together. We worked together
many years ago.
For a company here, a beauty design company. It was very special. We were helping people, organizations, to really reframe what they were doing and the core meaning of, you know, what they stood for and what stories they believed in and what stories they built. You know, innovation work using design, but also narrative, rhetorics. Like, it was a very, very interesting place that we were in. Mm-hmm. It's like, what, there are 20 of us only at the...
Yeah, like, I always call it like my PhD, really.
Your PhD, yeah. It was a good combination of thoughtful people, thoughtful work, but also practical work. Like, it was both, you know. And yeah. I found that time extremely enriching for myself. It opened me up in many different ways. And, you know, maybe that's the bit about Australia. Like, it has to put together a lot of different cultures. It's far away, but, you know, this land hosts one of the most ancient cultures. Yes, 40,000 years of history. And one of the youngest. It's like, you know, it's a range to deal with. And I don't think we figured it out how to deal with it.
No.
I think that this is what Australia's opportunity is about. You know, it holds a connection between our ancestry as humans and where we are now. And I think this is what is special about Australia, but it's also difficult.
Yeah. Mm. That's so profoundly meaningful. What you just know, like, you like just went way deep, and I love it. And it
connects me with the place, the PhD, your PhD. You know, like,
no, but it's so appropriate because we were just talking about how you have like a deep love within you,
right,
for humanity and for people, and like you just.
I'm trying.
You're doing a pretty good job, Wojciech. And
right.
We'll see how Radio St. Pete listeners think about that. But
right.
You heard it here on Radio St. Pete.
So lovely.
Actually,
to see
down
you again.
Down under in Radio St. Pete. That's
yes.
What I'm saying.